Brothers and sisters, 1 week ago on a Thursday night, I had a message, and this message I still had in my head for the entire week. I was constantly thinking about it, yeah? The topic was, I talked about perseverance, yeah? How to be more persistent, yeah? I was talking about a life of perseverance, and the title of my message was Perseverance, a Way of Life. Now, for all of you who weren't there 2 weeks ago on a Thursday, just a few headlines, a very fast recap. I talked about a few aspects of our life in which we have to be persistent. Yeah? And one of my main points that I pointed out was we have to be persistent in our life of prayer. We have to devote ourselves to prayer. That night we talked about how to have a persistent life of prayer, and I also highlighted the fact that God wants us to live a life of perseverance. And I'm sure that we all understood that night the reason why He wants us to live a life of perseverance. I also had a few examples. One of it was because God wants us to have permanent fellowship with Him 24/7. He wants us to have as close as possible to Him. Another example was because God wants us that the spiritual things comes first in our lives. So as I mentioned before, one of my main things that I talked about was persistence in prayer. That night we heard that a persistent life of prayer makes us strong, makes us firm, makes us joyfully. We heard that a persistent life of prayer makes us victorious. Now, because I had this topic the whole week on my mind, I want to persist on this topic. And also tonight I want to talk about perseverance, how to live a persistent life. And for that reason, I want to read two verses. And if you have your Bibles with you, I want to invite you to open them up to Acts chapter 14, verse 21 and 22. Acts 14, 21 and 22. And after they had preached the gospel to that city and had made a good number of disciples, they returned to Lystra, to Iconium, and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in faith, and saying, "It is through many tribulations that we must enter the kingdom of God." Amen. So, brothers and sisters, you all know the first church from the start, from the very beginning, in everything they did, they put a lot of soul in it, right? Everything they did full-heartedly. They gave 110%. So they didn't do anything just for people's eyes, if that's an expression. If not, let's say it like that. They did not do anything just to please other people. And I think the best passage where you can see that, it's Acts 2:42, where we can read that they continually devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. So here in that passage, we really see that these believers, they were devoted people. And in our main text that we just read, here we can see how Apostle Paul encourages the one from Lystra, from Iconium, from Antioch, and let me add here also the one from Anaheim, California, the one from Emmanuel Church, to continue in faith. And this is my message, my topic for tonight. I want to encourage all of you to continue in faith, to persist in faith, to have a persistent life of faith. So the title of my tonight's message, let's call it again, Perseverance, a Way of Life. Now, before I start my message, I want to ask you one thing. What is your biggest achievement? What is your biggest achievement of your life you had so far? Youth, what are your biggest achievements you had so far? Maybe you are 16 years old and you have a brand new car. Maybe that's a big achievement. Maybe you have a house in the state of California. I think with these real estate prices, we can definitely say that's a huge achievement, right? Maybe your kids are graduating from college, from a university. It's also a big achievement. So whatever it is, put everything together on one pile, and now you have this huge mountain of achievements before you. Maybe here you see another Hawaii vacation, a new car, everything in 1 year. How is that possible? Well, no worries. It's not your merit. It's the grace of God, and it's the goodness of God. But look at this mountain of your achievements, and now put it on that side next to your faith in God, and suddenly this mountain disappears. It's got that small. And you know why? Because our faith in God is the biggest achievement of our life. It's the biggest and most important thing that's even worth fighting for. And you know what? We have to fight for it. And we have to fight for it every single day. And now I want to come to my first point. We have to fight for our faith because we can lose it. Our faith can fail. You all remember for sure the discussion that Jesus had with Peter and the other disciples. You can read that in Luke 22, to the verses 31 to 34. We're not going to read it, but if you look to verse 32, there you see something very interesting. You see there what Jesus says. He says, "But I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail." Did you hear that? Jesus prayed for Peter that his faith will not fail. What tells us that? That tells us that our faith can fail, right? That tells us that we can lose our faith. This world is dominated by sin, by temptations, but all kind of cravings and fights. And we are living in this world that I just described you. And now listen to what John tells us here in his first letter about this world. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. "For whoever has been born of God overcomes the world." Now listen to that. "And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Verse 5, "Who is the one who overcomes the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" One more time, our faith can fail. We can lose our faith. I'm not telling you that, but Jesus tells us that. And if you don't want to lose it, if you want to stick and hold on tight to our faith that God has entrusted us once and for all time, then we have to devote ourselves to a persistent life of faith. We have to persist in our faith. And you know what's happening when you persist in faith? Not only that you're not gonna lose it, not only that your faith will not fail, no, your faith will grow every single day and your faith will get stronger and stronger. Listen to that. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 3, "Dear brothers and sisters, we cannot help but thank God for you because your faith is flourishing and your love for one another is growing." So like I said last week, we have to devote ourselves to a persistent life of prayer, and we have to devote ourselves to a persistent life of faith. So we will not fail, so we will not lose our faith, but our faith will flourish. And you know what else? Our love for one another will grow. Amen? Secondly, not only that our faith can fail, not only that we can lose our faith, you know what else can happen to our faith? Our faith can die. Jesus' brother, James, says in chapter 2, verse 17, "So you see, faith by itself is not enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. It's a shock, no? That means if you're not producing good deeds, your faith is dead, right? And you know, James, he's not giving us even a minute to recover from this shock, and he repeats himself again in verse 26 and says, just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without doing good work. I don't know, but things are getting complicated here, right? So I come to church regularly. Maybe I go to every single Bible study. I sing, I pray, I'm faithful in my tithings. So I think I can say I'm faithful, right? I have faith, for sure I did not lose it. And theoretically, that may be right, but how can we prove that we have faith? How can we prove that we are faithful? James just told us, only through good deeds. Our faith sticks out when we are doing good deeds, good works. And I want to read you something else that Apostle Paul said to the Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. We always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly. As we pray to our God and Father about you, we think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and the enduring hope you have because of our Lord Jesus Christ. You heard that? Your faithful work and your loving deeds. Maybe you say tonight, hey, my faith did not fail. I did not lose my faith. But that's not the question, brothers and sisters. The question is your faith alive? Do you have a living faith? And if you can say that about you, you know what? Then I'm sure that the people around you, they will see that. Because you cannot hide a living faith. A living faith is active. A living faith is working really hard. A living faith is producing good deeds, yeah? And you know what happens next? Jesus will come one day, and you know what he will tell us? Listen to that. Look, I'm coming soon, bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds. Now let's see something else, what Peter tells us, how to be persistent in our faith. 2 Peter 1, verse 5. He tells us here, for this very reason, make every effort. That means give everything, be persistent, to add to your faith, what? Goodness, good deeds. And why is that so? Because without good deeds, without goodness, brothers and sisters, we have zero, we have nothing. Our faith is dead. To be persistent in faith means that we have to be persistent in doing good deeds. Amen? Lord, help us to be persistent in our faith and help us to be persistent in doing good deeds. Thirdly, why do we have to be persistent in our faith? Because only our faith will make us victorious. And now I want to talk about that because I'm pretty sure that every one of us, in every aspect of our lives, we want to be victorious, right? So, like I mentioned at my first point, 1 John 5 verse 4, just a very short reminder what our brother John told us here, 1 John 5 verse 4. He said, the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. And the truth about this world, brothers and sisters, is that it's not a really good place, right? The times we're living in are not the best times. This life is getting harder. Maybe the problems that we are facing are getting more complicated. And Apostle Paul says, make the most of your time because the days are evil. And I believe from the bottom of my heart, if we are faithful, if we persist in our faith, if we live a persistent life of faith, if we fight the good fight of faith and if we stand firm in our faith, then I'm 100% sure that God will make us victorious anytime and in any circumstance. And you know what? He will make us more than victorious, because Jesus personally, he encourages us in John 16:33 when he tells us, "In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." Take courage, he tells us here. What do you think he's referring here when he tells us to take courage? I think he's referring to our faith. He tells us, take courage, be courageous and believe. Believe in God and believe also in me, says Jesus in John 14. To be victorious, to live a victorious life, brothers and sisters, for that we have to live a persistent life of faith, yeah? We have to fight the good fight of faith. And then one day we can say like Apostle Paul, like he said in his second letter to Timothy, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith." Here you can really see how Apostle Paul persisted in his faith. He fought for it, he took really good care of it, he protected it, he guarded it. Guarded? Why did he guard his faith? From what? Not to steal it? Exactly. He guarded his faith so nobody can steal it. Brothers and sisters, the devil tries so hard. He's working so hard to steal our faith, to steal our joy, to steal our peace. And I pray when the Lord comes, he will find faithful people. And this will lead us to a victorious life. Amen? Amen. Then my fourth point and my last point is, only faith will make you victorious before God. So why else do we have to be persistent in our faith? Because only our faith will make us pleasant before the Lord. Hebrews 11, verse 6. "And without faith, it is impossible to please him." So if you want to please God, you have to do something. First of all, you have to be faithful. You have to have faith. Did you hear me? Faith, not a religion. You have to have faith. And not any faith. You have to have real faith. You have to have a living faith, an authentic faith, yeah? You have to have a persistent life of faith. Now, what does that mean, to have a persistent life of faith? Because I also mentioned it quite a few times, right? Well, that means that you have to persist in your faith. That means that in every day of your life, every hour of your day, in every second, you have this true and living faith in you. I don't know, maybe some of you are interested in the stock market and you see these charts, right, going up and down, up and down. Well, that's exactly not how your faith should look like. Your faith should look like this, skyrocketing, always increasing, never decreasing. And constantly, persistence. Not only on Thursdays, not only on Sundays, not only when you enter a church, because you know faith is not an accessory. When you put on your Sunday suit, you put on your faith. No, every single day we have to persist in our faith, because God wants us to please him also every single day. There is this old Romanian song. I try to translate it. It's not my best work, but I'm sure you get the point. It says something like this. "Be pleasant to the Lord, be pleasant only to the Lord. To Satan, give nothing, give everything to Jesus, because only he loved you." Something like that, yeah? But let's back that up with a few verses. Colossians 1, verse 10. "Walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work." Romans 14, verse 18. "If you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God." Only our faith in our Lord and Savior will make us pleasant before God. So we have to fight for our faith. We have to do our best to give everything to remain faithful until we die, to remain faithful until our death, exactly how it says in Revelation 2, verse 10. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Lord, help us to remain faithful and help us to be persistent in our faith. And I want to close with one more verse, also written by Apostle Paul. I really like this verse, so I want to ask you to listen really carefully to this verse. And this time, do me a favor, listen, not with your ears, listen with your heart. Take this verse, put it in your heart. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 8. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. Amen. God bless you.